The recorder's rolling. For the record, may I please have your name and title?
Colonel Emmett Williams. I am the North Central Region Civil Air Patrol Safety Officer and Incident Commander for the training mission that we're doing today here in Marshall.
So, Colonel, what were some of the things that brought FEMA, the organization here, to work with organizations inside Missouri? What basically brought FEMA to Missouri for this?
Civil Air Patrol has some capabilities in photography and electronics that they wanted to interface with the National Geophysical Intelligence Agency and their search and rescue operations. And as a result, they chose Marshall primarily because of the airport and our facilities. And it's centrally located in the state. We have a number of people here who are well qualified in this area. In fact, I'm talking right now with Lieutenant Colonel Randy Fuller, who is one of our ES officers. And he drove in from St. Louis, by the way, for this activity. And he is here along with numerous other folks working with NGA, FEMA, and the National Guard to develop an interface on search and rescue and disaster, post-disaster photography and imaging.
So I take it this event is inside, or are there some visible presence of FEMA around the area in Saline County?
We're all over the city of Marshall, Missouri River from Waverly to Miami, and we've also got some activity in the Blackwater River area, and we have vehicles and airplanes. We have 7 airplanes, and I believe there's 9 vehicles working currently.
Well, Colonel, how long is this operation going to last?
It'll last until 17 hours this evening, which is 5 o'clock local, or tomorrow from 8 o'clock until noon.
Okay, so 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday. And
right.
Again, if we can, Colonel, what will this do to benefit? I mean, of course, photography is very important. It's used by police all the time in crime scenes. And how will FEMA and how will national authorities use these photos?
What will happen is you have a disaster of some sort, such as Moore, Oklahoma, Joplin, Missouri. One of the things that happens is Civil Air Patrol goes in and takes the pictures of the disaster-damaged area, and those are then supplied to FEMA for the purpose of damage asset assessment.
And are these also used maybe to determine what the disaster was or how it unfolded?
It is, as a matter of fact, yes. Whether it was straight line winds, tornadoes, whether or not it was ice, for example, in the wintertime, we've done those. And we've had this equipment for quite some time. Earthquakes, we've done earthquakes as well. And I don't know, how long have we had this equipment now? 5 years, 6 years? 4 years. And 5 years. Yeah, 5 years. And it's the first time it's been used as an interface with the federal agencies, and they're all here today working with us to help develop that interface.
Well, Colonel Williams, it sounds like a very interesting project that you are part of and also a very important one for citizens of this nation. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Just one thing. What it'll do is it will aid and abet the citizens in getting their damage estimates to FEMA for reimbursement in the event of a disaster. It'll actually speed up the process by several weeks and months. In fact, we can probably have FEMA, the damage assessment, in a matter of, 24 hours? Randy says 24 hours. We can have the damage assessment on the buildings themselves within 24 hours, which in the past would take weeks.
And so that would help people also with insurance claims as well, correct?
Exactly. Yes, that's the whole point. Yes.
Another question, Colonel. Can you tell us a little bit about the crews that are associated with this operation that's in Saline County this weekend?
Yes, there are 129 people signed in from Civil Air Patrol. And that does not include the NGA and the FEMA and the National Guard folks. I'm not sure how many of those there are, but they're here and being represented. We have 7 specialized aircraft, hyper-spectral imaging aircraft, and photo mapping aircraft. that are here, crews that are from all over the state. We have crews here from Branson, Springfield, St. Louis, Kansas City, Joplin, and Columbia.
All right, so if people
we have
see...
some
I'm
very
sorry,
specialized, we have some very specialized ground photo mapping ground teams out. I think there's four of them out currently, and those four teams are doing the simulated ground assessments. They have some very specialized cameras and equipment to work with out there.
Well, it's an amazing thing. So we just want the citizens to know, really, you may see FEMA workers, government workers, but nothing's going on. This is just an operation and a training exercise, correct?
It is a training exercise, and it is Civil Air Patrol, and the uniforms they see are, except for the police department, are all Civil Air Patrol people. FEMA themselves are here evaluating what we bring in from the field for them to look at.
Excellent.
They don't go to the field. They don't go to the field. They send us to the field to get the information for them.
Well, excellent. Colonel, that's great information. And once again, I thank you for your time and sharing that with us.
Anytime. Call anytime.